Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
You're listening to The Overdrive. My name is Chad Thomas. With me in studio today as co-presenter is Gary Broomberg. And joining us now is Alzani Kutsa. Alzani is a legal practitioner at eKutsa Attorneys. Alzani, good evening to you.
Good evening, Chad.
Alzani, thank you so much for joining us. Our producer, Senator Betsy, has seen an article that's been trending and has gone viral both in mainstream media as well as on social media, and that relates to unregistered legal practitioners and one in particular. We don't want to go into the details of that particular case. What we want to discuss today is our listeners out there need attorneys for a multitude of things, whether it's contracts, whether it's disputes, whether it's marriages, whether it's property transfers, and we're finding more and more people are getting duped. How do our listeners prevent themselves from appointing somebody who perhaps is not what they seem?
Okay, so actually that's quite easy to determine because our legal system makes provision for it that all legal practitioners have to be registered with the Legal Practice Council. So since the implementation of the Legal Practice Act, they've now combined the registers of both advocates as well as attorneys that practice for own account and that is admitted in the High Court to register or to practice as such. And all of those attorneys and practitioners have to be listed on the Legal Practice Council website. So if you just do a quick Google and search for the LPC, there's a very easy list of practitioners where you can put the name in and you can see whether that person has a registration number with the LPC and also whether the firm from which they allegedly practice is a registered firm with the LPC as well.
So Alzani, in practice, it sounds easier. We've got all these statutory organizations for the medical profession, for the property practitioners, for legal practitioners, yet there's these guys out there that are still taking advantage of people in the public who are very trusting. You also have a generation of people that, because of trust issues, don't necessarily want to search a website. And you also have issues where some people aren't necessarily technically literate and they believe what people want them to believe. And in this case, that there are people out there that have nefarious agendas. What does somebody do if they find out that the person that they've entrusted something so sensitive as a legal matter with turns out to be a charlatan?
Yeah, that's the most unfortunate part. So there's two ways in which someone can bring it to the attention of the relevant authority. If it was a registered attorney or advocate that defrauded them through misappropriation, or even if they were unhappy with the service that they received, the Legal Practice Council would be your first bet, that you contact the Legal Practice Council and you actually log a complaint. And if that person now turns out not to be a legal practitioner at all, then your only real remedy would be to go to the authorities, and that would be your local SAP, your SAPS, or any one of the police stations near you, and lodge a complaint, a criminal complaint against them, or even just an inquiry, so that they can determine whether this person fraudulently purported or misrepresented themselves as a legal practitioner, because it is a statutory crime to say you are a legal practitioner if you are not. So the rules with regards to that is very strict. Unfortunately, the LPC, the Legal Practice Council, cannot help any individual that was defrauded by a person attempting to be an attorney if they are not, because they don't have jurisdiction over such a person because they're not one of their members.
Well, I appreciate that very clear and definitive answer. Like I mentioned previously, a lot of our listeners, in fact, everybody somewhere in their life needs a legal practitioner, whether it's during marriage, whether it's during death, whether it's during a property transaction. And one has to be very wary because, and I do love that old-fashioned word, there are far too many charlatans out there.
Yeah. Maybe just also, I know it's difficult for people to necessarily have access to proper legal service and to internet and so forth, but they should be very cautious of only just working on word of mouth as well. We have seen that people have been referred to scammers without the people referring them even being aware that that person is not a legal practitioner. So that's why I would say that if it's at all possible, even if you can get just a friend to help you to do that search, you'll definitely be a lot more comfortable if you know that that person is registered. And when you see an attorney physically in the office or an advocate, they have to provide you with a certificate from the LPC that authorizes them to accept monies on a trust account, and that they call the Fidelity Fund certificate. Now, that has to be reissued every single year to show that that practitioner is in good standing with the LPC to ensure that the insurance cover that the LPC offers through its Fidelity Fund insurance to clients will actually be able to remunerate that client for any damages that was caused to them by an attorney or advocate that was registered as such with the LPC.
Ozani, very big thank you from Chai FM and from our listeners for that sound advice. And let's hope that these charlatans get brought to book.
Yes, let's hope so. They leave a very bad taste in the real legal practitioner's mouth.
Alzani Kutsa is a legal practitioner at E. Kutsa Attorneys, and she's been quoted extensively in an article that was trending on Daily Maverick regarding the long arm of the law reaches for Langebaan lawyer who allegedly duped clients.